How many know the Holy Ghost is sneaky? He doesn't always do what we expect him to do. But he gave me today a scripture. But before the scripture came, he reminded me what it would be like when all the disciples had realized that he was dead. And they were angry, distraught, upset, you name it. And he told me to go to Luke 24. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because, first of all, it wouldn't be wise. I think you can do that on your own. But I'm going to look at 36. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." I can just imagine if we are right here, right now, and he would literally materialize in front of us, and those words reverberated, how much do you think would happen inside of each body that's here? And those words be, "Peace be with you." My throat would be changed. My chest, by the way, is much better, and I thank the Lord. They were startled, frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. I just plain normal guys. And whoever the girls were there, they probably were just as overwhelmed. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do you doubt? Rise in your minds." That one clicked for me. Rise in your mind. In other words, take your mind off of all the natural stuff. Rise into the realm of the spirit. Recognize that what I show you is spiritual. And when it's spiritual, your brain's going to have a fit. How many of you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Even a word of knowledge that doesn't match your circumstances. I can remember years ago, Gino had a word of knowledge for me. So he spilled it out in front of everybody, just like you've seen here different times. And I just looked at him and I said, "I have no clue." And I'm driving home. And you got to remember, my father-in-law lived with me for 27 years. It was for him. So I wept. When I got home, I told my father-in-law that there had been a word of knowledge and God was healing him. You say, "Well, how did he receive it?" Like every Catholic little boy. That's all I can tell you.
Yep.
Okay? And I believe these were Jewish boys. They doubted. And he told them, "Rise in your mind. Look at my hands and my feet." I love this part. By the way, those feet, aren't they awesome? Those feet are the feet of someone filled with the Lord. Amen? Okay. "It is I myself." And this part, get a clue. "Touch me and see." Some of you need to say, "Ouch." You know why? Because if we were having that experience right here, mm-hmm, next week you wouldn't fit into the building.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know why? All the gawkers would be here. Not interested in learning about Jesus. Just wanting to see if he is really here.
Yep.
Look at your neighbor. Say, "I don't see holes in your hands.
I don't see holes in your hands.
I don't see holes in your feet.
But I see Jesus in you.
And I like it.
I like it
a lot.
I like it a lot."
Watch the next part. He said, touch me and see, a ghost does not have flesh and bone, as you see that I have. Flesh and bone, no blood. Why?
Spilled it all out.
He spilled it all out to pay for you and me. Mm-hmm. Is it feasible for a body to live without blood? The answer is yes, if it's an eternal body created by Jesus. Next is kind of cool. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it, did you hear that? While they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement. Joy and amazement. He asked them, do you have anything to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, which is what I had for supper. And he took it and ate it in their presence. Say yum.
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 Even in heaven.
Even in heaven.
The banquet will be real.
The banquet will be real.
And your taste buds are going to work.
Your taste buds are going to work.
And you won't have to worry about a diet.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. No
cap. And lemon meringue pie, you can have two.
Come on, come on.
And one for dessert in the morning.
Yes, come on.
We laugh, but heaven is not going to be restricted garbage. Okay? It's going to be heaven. I'm in heaven. And I'm not going to say. I want you to close your eyes right now. Say, Holy Spirit, I don't want to stop now. I want to take this anointing home. And I want the revelation to continue.
I want to see
Jesus
right next to my bed.
I want to see his feet. His hands.
To touch.
And to feel.
And
give him a bite of something to eat.
Without worrying about the calories.
If I make it through the emotions. I give you praise, Lord Jesus. I'm not satisfied with yesterday's food. Yesterday's manna. But the divine word tonight.
I want more.
I want more of Jesus.
I
want to see his resurrected body. And if you permit my eyes to be open,
all the better.
If it's a dream,
it's okay.
If it's a vision,
I'll take it.
I'm in.
I'm not
going to
give in.
I want more.
Because
I know you love me.
Just the way I am.
Just the way I am.